Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and you're listening to the Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast, the official podcast of the New England Patriots. Welcome back to another exciting day here at Gillette Stadium. We're joined by Ashley Van Gerben. Hello, Ashley.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Thank you for having me here.
Anytime, anytime. Ashley is the cover of our new 2007 calendar.
I am.
How are you feeling about that?
Fabulous. Great. I love it.
Good. We're going to talk more about that in a little while. We're also going to talk about how to balance different parts of your life, like balancing school and cheerleading. Maybe you have a part-time job.
Which is hard to do.
Very hard. We're also going to talk about how to save tan. Ashley has our key stretch of the week.
Woo-hoo. I do.
And of course, we're going to answer a lucky listener's question. So to begin, we're going to talk about balancing school and cheerleading, because the truth is, usually cheerleading is just more fun than school and probably is more important to you than it is school, but in the long run, it's going to pay off if you put school in front of cheerleading or...
Exactly. It is, unfortunately, more important because you need to get to college and you need to get that degree and get that wonderful job.
Right. And cheerleading might take you there as well because, look, I mean, I'm working in cheerleading and also got my degree.
Right. And it's good to have both.
Right.
It's good to be successful in both.
Correct. Of course it is.
I think it's really important to be organized. I actually keep a date book. I've been keeping a date book since high school, since my junior year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping a calendar, a big calendar on your wall in your room.
A to-do list.
A to-do list, yep. Highlighting things, color coding.
Of course. It'll make you feel more important. It'll make you feel like you're actually doing something.
Right, exactly.
And I know I had a part-time job in school because basically I wanted the things my parents wouldn't buy for me.
I did too.
And I would take my books to class and take them right to work with me and just keep studying or whatever I had to do. That way there, I could just go cheerleading and relax.
Exactly. I did the same thing. I would bring my books to the jewelry store and in between customers would read and do my math problems and sometimes get help from my boss, which was fun.
Of course. But in actuality, cheerleading is fun, and it should be fun.
Of course it is.
And if you don't keep up with your schoolwork, you're not going to be able to cheerlead. I know the high school that I went to, you had to maintain a certain GPA in order to be on any varsity squad or JV. And so, you know, if you don't choose to put schoolwork first, someone else will.
Right, and that's the same for sports, too. I mean, I didn't have that problem with keeping a GPA and being able to be on a varsity or junior varsity squad, but I danced. And
right.
I know that I wasn't allowed to do those really important dance competitions if my grades suffered.
Right.
My parents would not pay for those dance competitions if I wasn't doing well in school.
Which is a very wise thing of your parents.
Exactly. It is.
You learn to appreciate the
both.
Fact that you're going to dance, right, and the fact that you have to maintain a good GPA in school.
Right.
And it sounds like a really boring topic, school, 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 because, you know, you've probably been doing it all your life, like we did.
I mean, we all have to go through school.
We've all been through school for some odd years of our lives. And, I mean, that's where you meet your friends. That's where you structure your entire life.
Right.
So it's not that bad or that boring of a deal.
And when it comes to going to college and you're a senior, you want to go to that university.
Right.
You want to be successful in college.
Yep.
And if you don't work up until that point, then you're going to regret it.
And you'll miss out on college. And, I mean, college isn't all studies.
It's not.
College is parties, just as high school is.
College is a clean slate.
Of course.
You go and, you know, you can do a million times better than you did in high school.
Just like starting off the new year. I mean, it's only September now, so I'm sure
right.
a lot of you are just starting off now. It's like, you know, starting the brand new year, but almost like a brand new life once you start college because nobody knows you. And that's
so much fun. College is so much fun. So work hard to get there.
Exactly. Balance it out. You know, I strongly suggest making a list. I mean, I came into work today and I made a list of everything I had to do and I cross it off and it's like, wow, I accomplished that much more than I thought I would. You know.
I do the same thing. I'm a list person.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's from groceries to things I need to do during the day, I'm a list person. And it works. Because
it definitely keeps
yourself organized.
Definitely does.
Yeah.
When you see it on paper, everything you have to do, it's like, oh my God, I have all this to do. And then once you do it, it's
like,
gone.
That wasn't bad.
No. It's almost like you get through it quicker because you know you have to get it done and you wrote it down on paper.
Right. I used to do that with my homework too.
That's what
I used
to do.
Do my term paper first, do my math homework second.
Yep. You know.
Do the hard stuff first, because then when
yes.
you dwindle down to the bottom of
it's
the
like,
list, you're like, oh, wait, that's all I have to do? Okay.
Yep. and enjoy cheerleading when you get there, or dance class, whatever it is that you're there. And if you are taking dance classes, you probably have like 3 a night or whatever it is, but there's always like that break in between.
Mm-hmm.
Use that break, you know, while you're stretching for the next class. Open your book, read.
Right. Make flashcards. Have one of your fellow dance partners quiz you. Because I'm sure they're in the same situation. They can, you know, you can quiz them right back.
Right. And we're not going to bore you anymore with drilling school appreciation into your brain.
Boring.
So we'll talk a little more about the good old fall that's upon us now, football weather.
Love football weather.
Love football. Speaking of, we were just at the game on Sunday.
Yes.
It was so humid.
It was.
It was so hot. We didn't expect it.
No. I thought it was going to be freezing.
Because when we were getting ready, it was literally downpouring.
It was.
You could hear the water flowing. We thought that we were getting like a monsoon around
right.
us. We opened the door. Everyone was like, are your windows shut in your car? Because if they weren't, your car was flooded.
Exactly.
That's how bad it was coming down. So we were told to wear our jackets and our shorts for the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so hot.
It was. I was sweating. I'm
oh
not going to lie.
I think
I'm not
going to
lie.
Was
everyone was. We looked cute, but we were hot.
Yes, we were definitely warm. But we did lose, which was rough.
Bummer.
And I'm sure every cheerleader has probably been in that position one time or another.
It happens.
I think the most important thing to do when your team loses is to maintain a smile on your face and show the fans that even though the team lost that particular evening, they're going to turn it around, they're going to keep their morale up. And
remain positive.
Exactly.
Remain positive.
You never know what tomorrow holds.
Exactly.
I mean, we're playing Cincinnati this week.
Right.
I have my money on the Patriots. Personally.
I would hope so.
regardless of my position, I would choose the Patriots.
I would too.
Just because I think they're going to be the better team, hopefully.
They will.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
Because we're going to Miami this year.
Of course. And love Miami.
In case you guys don't know, Super Bowl 41 is in Miami.
It is. And we're going back.
Oh, gosh.
Because
oh, yes.
We're going to finish it out with a Super Bowl. We started with a Super Bowl, and we're going to end with a Super Bowl.
Ashley and I, our rookie year, got to go to Super Bowl 39 together.
Amazing.
In Jacksonville, Florida. So that's where we started it all.
Start in Florida,
end
in
of Florida. Florida. The end.
The end. Close it.
And now for a new chapter, we're going to talk about some safe tanning, as we were talking about the fall weather. I'm ready for the cool weather.
I am too. I love the fall.
Me too. I was so
excited. I think the fall is romantic. The leaves and...
That's a good way of putting it. Romantic.
It is romantic.
I agree. A few weeks ago when it was so cold outside, I loved it because I got to wear sweaters and it kind of teased me because then all of a sudden we had a week of 80 degree weather.
Well, it's a change in your clothes, so that's exciting.
Right.
Get to throw the sweaters in there with maybe like a cute skirt. And
yeah, definitely. And if you're not in New England, then you are probably probably coasting along the fall weather, whatever that may be for you. Maybe it's 80 degrees, maybe it's 60 degrees, you know. We actually have a tanning sponsor.
We do.
It's called the Tanning Spa, and they have a couple locations.
We love them.
They're awesome.
They're amazing. They have wonderful facilities.
Right. But the point of the story is that they have misting tan. And you stand in this like booth and it just sprays you from up to down and you turn around and they show you the poses you're supposed to do. And it's safe tanning because it's just like a spray on you, like a bronzer.
It's a self tanner.
My face never broke out from it.
Mine never had any
rashes, no problems with it whatsoever.
No, it's definitely made for sensitive skin.
Yep. I also tried, there's a lot of those lotions out right now that if you put it on, it gradually tans.
Yes. Those are nice.
Yes, I've tried a couple of them.
Those are actually like the Mystic Tan, because when you tan in the Mystic Tan, it gradually gets darker
right.
after 5 or 6 hours when you wake up in the morning. That's why you're not supposed to shower
right
away, is
yep.
so that self-tanner can get darker and darker on your own skin.
Because it's like a bronzer that is like, I don't know if it's heat activated or what it is, if it just takes the pigment of your skin, the natural glow out of it.
I'm not sure.
But
it works great, though.
It does.
Instantly.
Yep.
You look like you've been in the sun for 3 days.
The only thing with spray tan is it's a little pricey. I think it's like $25 a session,
mm-hmm.
depending on where you go. I mean, we go to the tanning spa, so I think it's well worth the money. But
and you don't have to constantly be tan.
Nope.
It lasts about a week, and you'll gradually, lose that tan. But you
right.
don't need to be, that tan all the time.
Right. Or you can go spend $10 on a bottle of lotion
mm-hmm.
that will probably last you all winter long.
Mm-hmm.
And put it on whenever feel
the urge to be tan.
And you don't need expensive self-tanner either.
No, not at all.
I've used very expensive self-tanner, and I find that the Jergens at Walmart works just as good.
Yeah, definitely does. It definitely does, and it smells good. I put it on right before bed, and it smells so good.
Be tan!
But you don't always have to be tan either.
No.
It won't look abnormal if you're not tan.
Especially in the winter.
I like getting my natural color eventually.
But so to have like a little glow, a little touch.
Is always good.
Is always nice. Because it makes you look healthy and...
Right. The point of us telling you about safe tanning is more or less for your homecoming. Or maybe while your cheerleading competitions are happening. Or dance competitions. You know, proms. Stuff like that that you really do want color for. Like strong color for.
Right.
Not necessarily just to go to school every day.
No.
You don't... There's no need to be tan for that.
But if you want to, it's okay to be tan.
Of course.
I'm tan all the time. It's all right.
You have a healthy glow to you.
Always. Everybody knows that. Sometimes a little bit too over tan.
And you know what else works really well? If you're just going to school every day and you're putting on a sweater and jeans and you can't see any other part of your body, just some bronzer
on your face. Makeup.
So easy.
Does the trick.
Oh, yeah. Nobody can tell.
No, of course not.
And now Ashley has the key stretch of the week.
Hello, ladies. Key stretch of the week is heel stretches. Heel stretches are very easy. Everyone knows how to do them. But to describe for you, take your right hand and place it in the arch of your foot and extend your leg straight out in front of you. That would be stretching in the front. That's important. Stretches all underneath.
Your hamstrings, your back, your lower back.
Right. You can also take your leg out to the side, bring it towards you, to your ear. Try and get it as close as you can to your ear, of course.
Right.
Stretching to the back is not really technically a heel stretch.
Well, if you keep it turned out,
it
might still be considered a heel stretch, not like a scorpion or anything like that.
Right. And that would be placing your hand just under your knee. Make sure not to pull on your knee, but stretching it back as far as you can. So you almost look like a split in the air.
Yeah. And that's probably what you'll do if you're doing a liberty. You'll work your way up to a heel stretch in the air.
Right.
So this is going to make your form better. You know, the more you stretch your splits, so to say, as Ashley called them, a split in the air, then your heel stretches will be easier and a lot better on the ground and in the air. Thanks for that, Ash.
You're welcome.
So moving right along, we're going to start our good old interview with Ashley Van Gerven.
Uh-oh. No serious questions, please.
No serious questions? Come on. That makes it boring. We always call her Ash just because it's short for Ashley. And,
right.
You know.
Do you know you guys are the only people that call me Ash? Nobody calls me Ash.
That's weird.
Not even my friends call me Ash.
Well, your friends.
Ashley. Well, yeah, that sounded bad, didn't it?
It sounded really bad.
You guys are so not my friends.
I'm not your friend, dear.
My friends outside of cheerleading. My friends at cheerleading call me Ash.
Okay, much better, much better.
My fellow cheerleading friends.
Yes. And Ashley just is finally getting back into dancing hardcore again because she was out for a little while with her ankle.
I was. I had an ankle injury.
Why don't you tell them about that story? That was an interesting one.
I bought a Siberian Husky puppy for my boyfriend, Michael, for Christmas.
Are you guys still together?
That's a different story.
Is that a yes or a no?
I don't know.
Relationships.
Stay strong, ladies.
Yeah, you know.
You don't need the men.
You don't need men.
Or
boys.
Or boys.
Whatever age you're at.
They're not necessary.
Nope.
They're really not.
I mean, you can just go and get a Siberian Husky.
Then I'll sprain your ankle.
So tell
point
us.
Point of my story.
Sorry.
Okay. So he has a huge kennel outside. So I went out to see the dog after practice, after a Saturday practice. Mm-hmm. And I put him on his leash. And he was so excited to see his mama, which is me. He was jumping around and pulling me to go to the house because he wanted to get a toy. And he pulled me so hard. Now, mind you, Siberian Huskies are supposed to pull sleds, so he's very strong. Pulled me so hard that I tripped over a rock and rolled my ankle.
Ouch.
And I couldn't decide whether I wanted to let the dog go because he had hurt me
or so hold on
bad,
to dear life.
Or hold on for dear life, hoping he would drag me up to the house. So I had to hobble all the way up to the house by myself. And, of course, Michael wasn't there. They're never there when you need
never
them.
Never there.
Never.
Boys are never there.
I don't know why.
Hence the reason you need to be strong by yourself and have a dog.
Independent woman.
But not a dog that pulls you.
Right.
So you twisted it.
I twisted it.
Yeah.
And that's what put me out for a while. Sprained ankles can last forever.
Yeah. That's rough.
Unfortunately.
Audra just sprained her ankle on Sunday. Audra is another cheerleader. She'll be in shortly to have a nice chit-chat with us, but she sprained her ankle on Sunday at the game. She just was in the middle of a routine and just rolled it.
She fell in a hole.
Yeah,
on the field. Those holes on the field.
We'll see. Hopefully she'll be back soon.
Hopefully.
So you are also on the cover of the calendar.
This
is your third calendar. Now we're on the cover. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you very much.
So what did it feel like when you saw that picture?
I was in disbelief, to be honest with you. Everyone's picture was so amazing, just so beautiful. Yeah, it really could have been anybody, in all honesty.
Right. I think this year we have just the pictures, the compositions themselves, the backgrounds, then the girls' bathing suits with the backgrounds, and everybody's eyes are like popping out of their heads.
Just came together. Like, and the jewelry, gorgeous. Of course.
And the jewelry,
from which my jewelry store provided. Goldstein, Swank, and Gordon.
Which Ashley worked on, and some of the pictures have the girls wearing some jewelry that matched their bathing suits that Ashley picked out.
I did.
And we finally have them in the pro shop now if you want to go purchase.
Hooray!
A 2007 Patriots cheerleader calendar.
They're
$20. You can get them online at patriotsproshop.com. Or you can go on the cheerleader website, and there's a list of where the promotions will be. And
oh,
you
that's
can
true.
Buy them and bring them, or even just go to a calendar signing.
Right.
Where you can purchase them right from us.
We shall be doing a lot of those this year, calendar signings.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I will be.
Well, you're right there on the cover. Yeah, but the calendar's always a good time.
We went down
to Sandoval Island in Florida, and the scenery was beautiful. Ashley has a gorgeous picture on the cover. Make sure you check that out.
Thank you very much. You have a gorgeous picture, too.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
You can even check out the fun photos, like the candids from this year, if you go to the photo gallery and click on the 2007 swimsuit calendar shoot.
Those are fun.
Those are
silly
fun.
Silly pictures.
It's really cute when Megan, she's like sticking on her tongue.
Yes, it is cute.
To give a quick update, Alicia Badaro and her boyfriend are back together.
Oh, boo. No, I'm just kidding.
No, boo. Anyway, moving right along. Let's help somebody else in need today.
Okay.
We have a letter from a lucky listener who's going to win the Patriots 3 Games to Glory DVD. So it reads, "Hi, Lori. I'm 15 and just made my school's cheerleading squad. Your tips were very helpful, and I'm loving cheering. I have a real quick question. We are allowed to wear whatever we like to practice, as long as it isn't jeans or street clothes, as our coach puts it. So with the colder weather coming, what should I wear to practice? The shorts are getting real cold, LOL. Thanks for your help. This is from Kayla in Middleborough, Massachusetts."
That's really cute.
Yes.
For all of you that don't know, LOL means laugh out loud.
Well, I would hope.
I don't know. I had to think about it for a second. I felt a little old for a minute.
Come back.
I had to go back to my AOL instant messaging days.
Oh, instant message. I'm still addicted. Anyways, so I would say in our practices, we wear yoga pants.
We do.
And they keep you cool enough. Yet warm enough for the weather, and you can see all your movements, and they're tight but not too tight.
It's the Lycra. It's a good material.
Yeah.
Thick enough to keep you warm and keep your muscles warm, which is important.
Exactly. And you can get them anywhere.
Anywhere.
Literally any department store will have some, especially if there's a activewear department. I would say yoga pants would be your best bet. Jogging pants might be a little too heavy.
Not able to stretch in those because they're restricting. You need something that's going to be able to stretch with you.
Or even like the velour sets, like the velour
pants.
Love
the velour sets.
Those are nice and stretchy. Very comfortable.
Yep.
You can try those. If you go to cranberry.com, CRANBARRY.com, they have all kinds of practice attire. It's more like uniform practice attire, but they still have awesome pants and other workout attire that you might love. If you'd like us to answer one of your questions, and remember, it can be about absolutely anything. Maybe you want to find out what Ashley was doing before her photo shoot, or how to break up with your boyfriend. Anything, absolutely anything, please write in to today@patriots.com, and remember to type in chit chat in the subject line. If your question is answered in next week's Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat, you win a Patriots Chinese t-shirt.
All right.
Because in 2007, the Patriots are traveling to Beijing, China.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. It's going to be so much fun.
Yay!
And hopefully we'll have more Chinese merchandise, because obviously not everybody has everything Patriots now that there's a whole Chinese line.
You'll be the first.
Very first. And then we'll be the second, because we're going to go shopping right now for some.
Let's.
So that's about it for this week's Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast.
That's it?
I'm not going by so fast. I went by really fast.
Can I stay longer?
So that's it for now. Thank you for joining us, Ashley.
Thank you so much, Lori.
We'll keep you updated on Ashley Van Gerven, all her endeavors around.
Yeah.
So until next time, I'll see you on the sidelines.
Bye!